This looks at alpha males and says, alpha males get the girls, but beta males may have fewer health problems.
Yeah, I'm not sure what to make of this, Steve. This was a study that was done in the journal Science. It was done on baboons, 125 males in Kenya's Amboseli Basin, which, interestingly, where I was on my vacation. And they looked at the alpha males, the ones that were in control of the group, and found that they were all constantly in a state of alertness, aggressiveness, protecting their turf, following the females around, making sure no males got to them. And they measured their cortisol levels, which is a measure of stress. And cortisol is helpful for us in certain ways, in many ways, but too much of it can affect immune system function and can lead to other disease. And they found that those alpha males had elevated levels of cortisol levels. And that's pretty much all they found, but they're trying to extrapolate that to human society, saying that alpha males and humans may have increased risk of high blood pressure, more mental illness, more infections, elevated levels of cholesterol, increased insulin levels, and more risk of heart disease from other studies that were done. But we really can't make that correlation based on just a primate study on baboons in Africa. It's an interesting hypothesis, and certainly we see certain elements of that in males, alpha males in our society, where they are driven, they don't really get along with other people, they say what they think, they don't care what other people think. But nevertheless, I'm not sure how much this correlates, Steve, with a baboon study. I don't know how you felt when you read this.
Well, I found it interesting because one of the things they talk about is all the alpha male strengths, but the risks as well. And if for example, you're only defining your own value based on results you achieve, and you get very defensive when somebody disagrees with you, you take it as an affront, or you have a good idea, you think, and then someone challenges it, you get really annoyed, mm-hmm. and people say you're curt or you're being brisk or that you get frustrated too easily. Seems to me that is an indication that even if you don't have a health risk, you're becoming a real pain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Chill, buddy.
Yeah, but that's the thing. And now the question, though, is that if this is a personality trait more than anything else, how then you're dealing with, you can give a person all the advice you want, but if their personality is such that they're not going to really listen to you because their overall trait is to be either brash or just consider their ideas the ones that are correct, you're really in a no-win situation trying to change them. So then you look at, well, okay, do I really want to be around this kind of person? And if not, because they can cause harm to others who are, you see this especially in an office setting where there's a boss that really can make everybody else's lives miserable, do I really want to stay in that kind of thing? But those kind of people, very difficult to change them, Steve.